been a tither, but once I caught the vision and started doing it God's way, he made a way for me. And I gotta tell him thank you, tell him thank you, tell him thank you, tell him thank you, tell him thank you. Won't he put running in your feet? Won't he put clapping in your hands? Ain't he all right? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Come on, stand on your feet.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in his word that in 2 Timothy, preach the word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season word.
Before we join God. Some of us need to see God heal before I believe in it. But I want to talk to three or four people who will trust God and you don't have anything to show for it. Because whatever it is you believe in God for, watch this, whatever you believe in God for, be truthful, you ain't seen it. I messed you up right there. What you believe in God for, believing in God with, you have not seen. So the writer said, how do I help these folks gain perspective about faith being demonstrated without seeing something? Because you can't just talk about faith and you ain't living. And God is going to cause us, he's calling us now, to really step out on something we have not seen, something we've never done, places we've never been, and see if we're going to trust him without natural evidence, but I got internal evidence. Hold on. You do have some evidence. You got some proof to trust God, but you don't have the proof that you think you have. Can I talk to you for a minute? That you got the proof to believe God, but you don't have the proof you think you have. See, people are trying to tell you, you look sick, and you tell them that you're healed. You say you're healed, they say you look sick. You say, God is providing for me. They say, you're broke. Folks say, I got joy in my heart. You can say, I got joy in my heart. They say, all the hell you've been through? You got joy in your heart? Now, you don't have external evidence. You got internal evidence. And if you really want to be in the Hall of Fame, you got to have some confidence and conviction by yourself. There's going to come a point in your life when you got to have it and nobody around you. It's going to come a point that if you really have faith, true faith that I'm talking about, that it won't, that even your best friend go look at you like you're crazy. Really? I mean, I know you got faith, but you use a little common sense. I mean, faith ain't foolish. You know, faith without works is dead, you know. I mean, even people you never thought that would leave you on this faith walk are starting to leave you because you're not making sense to them. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Those Hebrew boys walked, they got put in the fire because they would not bow. They would not bow, would they? And so they would not, they said, look here, King, you can throw us in there, but we know God will deliver us. And if he don't deliver us, we'll praise him because he's able to. They went in the fire with faith. They had no evidence. They had no external evidence that God would take them out ain't nobody been putting fires before. Lord have mercy. But they went in the fire without no kind of facts. All they knew is they had to stand in faith in God and deal with the fire. Now it happened, so to speak, whereas the king looked in the fire and realized why they didn't burn them up. It done burnt my men up, but they ain't burnt them orders up. And now I'm looking in there and I see a fourth man and he looked like the Son of God. Wait a minute. Okay, that didn't work for you. That didn't work for you. I understand. Abraham goes up the mountain, takes his son, the son up the mountain with him, Genesis 22, takes him up the mountain to sacrifice. Didn't know where he's going, but he told somebody before he left, we'll be back. I don't know where I'm going. I just know I'm supposed to go to a mountain. I'm supposed to make a sacrifice because God told me to. I got to go sacrifice my son because God told me. It's breaking my heart. It's tearing me up inside because I don't want to lose my son, but I love God more than I love me, and I'm going to trust God and go up this mountain. And my son going up here with me, he don't know I'm about to kill him. Woo! And so I get up the mountain, and the son look around because he done been out with me before sacrificing. He say, Daddy, I don't see no sacrifice. And you got to tell him, God will provide. And here your son looking strapping and young, depending on you, and you getting ready to kill him. I did not know, Abraham did not know, ladies and gentlemen, that God would have a ram in the thicket. But he would never would have learned God had a ram in the thicket if he didn't walk up the mountain. And you got to sometimes trust God with internal conviction, even when you have no external evidence. Hebrews chapter 1, verse number 3. God framed the world by his command that the things of this world were created. Check Genesis 1:1. Genesis 1:1 will say in the beginning God created heaven and the earth. Chapter 11 verse 3, God created everything by his command, by his word. Y'all missed the shout. And everything God created by his hand, by his word, it was stuff that was not seen before, but it became seen because he spoke it. That's your internal evidence. I gave you two examples, and I gave you Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, that you don't, the only evidence you have is the word of God. I don't have anything I can live on. I don't know what's going to happen with my money. I don't know what's going to happen with my job. I don't know what's going to happen with my family. I don't know what's going to happen with my health, but I got God's word, and God created the world. Everything he created was done by his word. When God spoke it, it came to pass. When God says it, it will happen. And all I got right now, if God say I'm blessed, I am blessed. If God say I'm healed, I am healed. If God say I'm coming out, I'm coming out. If God say it's going to be over, it's going to be over. Am I the only one who can thank God this morning that all I got is the word of God? It's God's word. And you know, here's why most of us can't appreciate that fact. It's because God, we don't know what God said. I had to kill attention there. Because most of us can't walk by faith because we're looking for signs and wonders. You're looking for matter. You're looking around for signs, looking for lightning. God's trying to tell you something. Every time a tornado comes, God's trying to tell you something. It's a pandemic. God's trying to get your attention. I'm telling the truth, man. Y'all saying amen. Somebody on this line right now, you don't know no Bible, but you know what the news is. You don't know no Bible, but you see somebody's Facebook post. You ain't read no word at 12 noon. You wait on the CDC report. How? You wait on the report of how bad it is so you can say that's God talking through Dr. Fauci. God talking through the president. But God's word, y'all, is all I got, even when ain't no Bible. And the reason you're not going to make it, your faith cannot be displayed without knowing what God is saying. It shall be a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. I'm going to hide his words in my heart that I might not sin against him. You've got to know God's word. That's the only way I'm going to know God's will is when I know God's word. Stick to the fundamentals. And some of us have left the fundamentals trying to be great and ain't got no word. All only evidence I need is what God has already done before. And this is what the writer of Hebrews does to these people. Here's how going to be all right, the writer said. In Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning, God created heaven and earth. God said, let there be light. There was light. God said, let there be, and it became. So if God spoke it, and it came to pass, everything you and I need, when he speaks it, it shall come to pass. Even when I don't see it, I trust it because if he said it, all I can do is wait and know that it's coming to pass. Y'all, I'm trying to help you today. If God has spoken something over your life, it does not matter what you have not seen. It don't matter what you ain't seen as long as you heard what God said. Oh, will y'all hear God today? Long as you hear what I say, God says, long as you hear what I'm saying in my word, you ain't got to worry about no signs. You ain't got to worry about no wonders. Huh? I'll make Stevie wonder. You understand what I'm saying? When you learn how to walk by the word of God, you need evidence. You can't let your eyes fool you. You'll trust God's word. People go laugh at you. People gonna talk about you. Why are you still shouting? Why are you still happy? Why are you still being good to folks? They ain't being good to you. Because God told me something in his word that if I just keep living, if I just pray for those who curse me, if I bless them that despite to use me, he'll take care of me. So I'm not doing it for your evidence. I'm doing it because I got evidence that if I just trust the Lord, he'll bring me out. And you got 66 books full of what God has said to help you make it through this life. You got the faith that you need. Put your faith in him. And understand faith now as it's being discovered to us. The answer is the vehicle. Faith now is as it's described. That's the gasoline to keep you going. And faith demonstrated, that's the direction in the vehicle. So that you can get to point A, to point B, to point C, to point D, all the way to point Z. Faith, ladies and gentlemen, gets us to point A, to point Z. And by the time we get to point Z, we'll be able to see his face, and he'll look at us and say, servant, well done. And now your name will be written in the Lamb book of life. I might not ever get me put in the book of the Bible, but my name will be put in the book of life because I trusted God with my life. Be thou faithful, not until death, but be faithful unto death. Learn how to be faithful to God when it feel like God ain't being faithful to you. Be faithful to God even when it don't feel like nothing making sense in your life. Be faithful beyond death. Stick to the fundamentals. Don't fall for the hype. Don't fall for the gimmicks. Think you got to turn over 7 times and you got to sow $50 to some preacher you don't know nothing about for your life to get better. You know why his life getting better? Because he got your $50. But you won't sow into your own ministry a tenth of everything you get. But you're looking for some online preacher. You're looking for, I better not go there today. I better not go there. Some of y'all are trying to compare now because now you got enough of time and you're hearing sermons, but you ain't hearing the word. And in Bible study, we go in the word. In the word of God, we go in the word and we dissect it. And we see not only where I'm doing right, but where I'm going wrong, because everything God is telling me is going to make me better. Be careful about chasing TV personalities and internet personalities in this season, because you're hearing sermons, but you ain't hearing the word. Some of us right now, I'm glad you support. I'm glad you say amen. Some of us on it right now, you be hitting hearts, hitting lights, ain't heard nothing. You just hitting hearts, ain't heard nothing God saying to you. But you want to see your heart on the screen. You want to see your thumb on the screen. But then when life happens to you Monday morning, you ain't got nothing. Because you did not hear the word that God spoke into your life. It's time for you to stick to the fundamentals. That's what's going to make the difference. That's what makes you a champion. That's what makes you a winner. When you know the fundamentals. When the flash is gone, when the thrills and the frills are gone, you got to be able to know the fundamentals. You got to know the word of God. You got to stick with it even when it don't look good. Stick with it. Even when people are talking about you, you still got to stick with it. You can do that. God has a great purpose for your life. God bless you today. May God bless you. May God keep you. Here's our prayer. We offer Jesus to you now. My brother, my sister, offer Jesus to you. Perhaps you have faith, but you never had faith in God. And today is the day you want to make sure that your life is in his hands. I urge you, my brother, my sister, come to him. Else, never had faith in him. You can't be saved unless you really believe. I didn't see Jesus die. I believe he did. critics want to make you be smart and not have any faith. Some of the smartest people have the worst faith because we try to make sense out of everything. Got to have evidence for everything. Sometimes you got to walk on water. But the word of God, when Jesus said, come, Peter walked on water. You can do amazing things when you walk by faith. In that same 11th chapter, the writer of Hebrews said, without faith it's impossible to please God. If you're going to keep living like God can't take care of you, living like God won't make a way, you're promoting your sadness, promoting your pain, your misery. You're getting on Facebook telling everybody how miserable you are, how lonely you are. Nobody loves me. And then everybody gotta sit there and give you comments and likes to tell you how much they love you. These are people you don't even know. But God's word tells you, you are my righteousness. I created you with a purpose. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. If that don't move, if God's word don't move you, then the people say shoot. God's word don't move you. Because the same people that say I love you, the same one that get rid of you. It's time for you and God that you gotta confess with your mouth, but you gotta believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. You shall be saved. If you can't believe that, if you really don't believe that, if you're questioning that right now, that God raised him up, even though you didn't see it, do you really believe it? Let me tell you something. Some of the stuff that man does, I question that. Some of these numbers that we be given about who's sick and who's not sick, I don't believe in all that. But I believe God will heal everybody. I believe God will bring us through it, no matter how many numbers it is. You know why? Because I got enough evidence in my heart, and I got enough evidence in the word. I haven't seen him do it before. I've seen him do it in my life. I know he'll do it before. I haven't seen him do it for me. I haven't seen God take the pandemic from the United States. I haven't seen God remove it, but I know God will. I haven't seen the 420 elders. I haven't seen the streets of gold. I have not seen the Lord's face. I know one day I will. I know I will. And that's what's got to hold you. God's word got to hold you to deal with stuff you ain't seen yet. And you got to be expecting it. You got to be assured, certain that you're going to see it, that you're going to experience it. And faith keeps you as you walk through life and see stuff you've never seen before. I offer him to you today. Inboxes, why don't you? Let us know you want to be saved. Let us know you want to rededicate. Maybe you don't have the faith in God. You have faith in other stuff besides God. Come on, make that confession today that you want to get back on the right track. Who are you? Who are you today? Let us hear from you. Let us hear from you. Stick to the fundamentals. That's what's going to last. That's what's going to keep you. You ain't got no more oil. No more towels. No more bread. No more miracle water. No more all this stuff. That stuff is gone. Use it up. Faith's got it. They got the last. Stick to the fundamentals. Don't fall for the hype. Don't fall for the hype. You got to turn, run around buildings. You got to turn flips for God to move. Stop fooling with them snakes. Let me have the snake bite me, showing I got faith in God. No. Don't be foolish with your faith. Don't deal with snakes when you know it's poison already. Stick to the fundamentals. But you ain't got to prove faith, you live faith. Just shall live by faith. That's the vehicle. That's what's going to get you everywhere you need to go, faith. Faith will take you to places you never dreamed possible. But if you do not believe, and you're trying to get there on your own without faith, you won't make it. You won't make it on this journey if you don't have faith. You got to have it. Who are you? I've learned to trust in God. Anybody else's testimony? Through it all. Ups, downs, ins, outs, light, darkness, sickness, health. Through it all. Everything God's word says. Go through it all. I've learned to trust in God.
time from your spirit. But through it all, through it, I've learned. Last thing to you. I hear God saying it to you now. Hear God. Faith, my brothers and sisters, is not a feeling. Hear God. You don't feel faith. Faith is not a feeling. Faith is a deep conviction on the inside. Because some days, I'm going to tell you something, you don't feel holy. You don't feel righteous. You don't feel sanctified. You got to know in your heart that you are, no matter what you're dealing with. And the faith that you have in God will get you out of that place. Get you out of that misery, out of that depression. But you don't base it on how you feel. Don't base it on how you feel. Faith is not a feeling. It's living. It's a living application of a walk with God. And as you feed yourself the word of God and spend time with God, your faith in God grows. My challenge to you every day of your life is to feed your faith. You got to feed it. You got to feed your faith so that your faith can grow, be strong in trying days. Glory to God. Listen, we thank God for this time we've shared together today. I pray in some way, shape, form, or fashion that you have been blessed in our worshiping experience. I've been blessed sharing with you. Thank you for sharing with us today. Could have been anywhere else in the world, but I thank you. I invite you now to echo and live the words that God has spoken to us today. To stick to the fundamentals of our faith. That the very existence of who we are is by our faith. Faith is what lets you believe that God created you and created everything in this world. Faith, ladies and gentlemen, is everything that is our whole existence is by faith. If you don't believe any of it, you won't believe all of it. You got to believe the whole thing, that God created us with a purpose, with power, with conviction that God has done so. Have it in your heart. Have it in your heart. And know that God loves you with everything that he can love you with. He's renewed you. He's given you everything you need to have. And that you do not have yet, that you have not seen, is still coming by faith. Do y'all believe that today? Even if I haven't seen it, if God said it, I believe it. That settles it. In the middle of all that is you and I believing whatever God said. If I believe it, I'll live my life according to it. I live my life expecting to see it every day. And your life is a whole lot richer, a whole lot more powerful, peaceful, when you live by the word of God, not the word of man. God bless you today. We invite you to give. If you're so moved to do so, our building will be available from 12 to 1:30 for those who like to come by physically and give. You can also mail to our post office box, P.O. Box 893. You also can give to our cash app, New Zion 1906. We invite you to give if you're so inclined to do so. Thank you, y'all, for your support. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to support the ministry and the vision of this house. We thank God. This would not be what it could be without you all supporting and tuning in. Thank you for all that you do. We all give God the glory for everything he's doing with us, in us, and through us. Continue to pray for one another. Lift those families who are dealing with so much, who are dealing with sickness, who are bereaved, who are going through life circumstances, y'all. Let's continue to pray for and lift one another. Trust in someone lifting you. We love you so much, and we thank God for this opportunity we've had to share with you today. If we want to hear from you, if you're being blessed by the ministry, please let us know. It will be encouraging to know that this ministry is blessing you in some way. So we know we'll be motivated to continue to do more. Kingdom building. All we want to do is please the Lord and help people. Amen. Amen. So we thank God for you. Remember, our vision, our mission is to reach up, to reach out, and to reach in. May God bless you. May God keep you. We love you all so much. Be blessed, be safe, be vigilant, and we'll see you next time. God bless you. You're right. Keep looking down. That's right. Keep looking down.
How you treat your Moses, the one that's assigned by God to lead you out? Keep on not looking at me because you don't. And since you're looking at me now, you don't look to me in trouble. And you better thank the Lord you got a Moses that don't pray about you, but prays for you. And there I'm not bragging on me, I'm bragging on my God. Because if it was me, that's why you got to be called by God for this stuff. Okay. All right. Because anybody just, no. Okay. All right. He prays, and the Lord intervenes, which gives us, you got to always pray, y'all, for that strength that you need to bring about some sweetness in your life. You got a self-investigation. You need sovereign intervention. You need the Lord to intervene, and the Lord showing up intervenes. But he does not intervene until Moses prays. And he shows him, he points him to a tree. He puts the tree into the water. And that water has been made to be drinkable. Now, God has a way of balancing things out. Why do I say that? Look in your Bible. Verse 25, they cried to the Lord. And he cried to the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast it into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. Look, you know what I love about God? That God have a way of balancing you out. Because let me tell you this. Y'all know this. Water ain't made to be sweet.
Come on, work it out.
Is water made to be sweet? Water is made to quench your thirst. But what is it about this water? Because he makes it sweet to cancel out what you've been tasting. If all you've been is bitter, it takes God doing something to counteract and get rid of what you've been doing. Is this house thankful to God for what he has canceled? What you used to think is fake, he canceled it, he took it away. He throws in a tree. He throws in this wood. Now, many people, of course, will say, and we can receive that symbolically, that this tree reminds us of the cross of Calvary, that the waters were bitter waters of sin, and the Lord threw in the cross that Jesus Christ had to bear to sweeten up and bring us salvation, to turn away our bitter waters of sin to bring us to the sweet waters of salvation. I received that, and I received that God, all I want to know is that anytime God intervened, it's got to work for my good. Anytime you put your life in the hands of God, you can be looking for something to get better. He has now, the water is sweet, y'all, but it still ain't the people. Y'all shut down again. Good. The waters have been made sweet, but we hadn't figured out yet how to get these wanderers sweet. God says, I've given you a solution, which is my third point, sweet inspiration. I've given you, you better do some self-investigation. When you seek for some sovereign intervention, I now give you sweet inspiration, God says. I now make this situation with me, I make it sweet, something to make your life better. He says, but I'm not going to make you better just by giving you the water you want. He says, I got to give you my word. Because if you just keep looking to me for water, you'll never be a better person. If I just keep doing miracles for you, you'll never appreciate it. And I'm tired of y'all complaining every time something don't go your way. I'm tired of y'all shutting down on me just because it don't go your way. I'm tired of you leaving me in my church because stuff don't go your way. I need to give you something that's going to help you go stay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to change the waters. And then I'm going to see if you're going to choose to drink it. The same way you chose to drink the bitter water, are you going to try me again? Are you going to trust the church again? Are you going to trust Bible study again? Are you going to trust ministry again? And see, will it be sweeter? I'm going to give you some statutes and some ordinances. I'm going to give you my word that's going to keep you. And if you apply my word, don't just listen to it, the stuff that's happening to your enemy will not happen to you. Now, I want you to hear this about God. God does not say infirmity. He says diseases. God says there's some stuff, we all got to experience some stuff in this world. But just because they diagnose it don't mean it's going to be your situation. And I wish I was talking to some people who got diagnosed some stuff, but when the Lord stepped in, it became a misdiagnosis, and the Lord turned it around. I wish somebody helped me have church. No. Somebody help me have church. He takes it from him, them blaming him for everything and blaming Moses, to them taking some responsibility for their own sweetness. And that's God's word for you today. You take responsibility for your own sweetness. Stop blaming somebody else if your life ain't sweeter. Because you got God's word. You got God's will. You know what he expects from you. If this takes you disassociating yourself from some of these babies, just because they're grumbling don't mean you got to grumble. What does he do? After giving the statutes, he leads them up. He leads them past the bitterness to a place called Elam. Elam means palm trees. Palm trees symbolize victory. Do y'all remember Jesus making his ride up the donkeys and the palm tree, they were waving, crying, holy, holy, hosanna to the highest. It is a sign of victory. And there they found 12 trees. They found, what the Bible says? They find 12 wells of water, one for each tribe. It goes from being one oasis that everybody has to share to now being 12 wells for every tribe. Do you see it increasing as you get through the process? As you trust God through the process, do you see him not giving you double for your trouble? And the Bible says they had 70 palm trees. 70 palm trees. That's the combination of two perfect numbers. 7 being the number of perfection, and 10 being the number of divine law. And I come to give you a word today, brothers and sisters, that if you want your life to be sweet, as long as I've got God's word, as long as I've got God's will, and I stay in God's will, my life shall be sweeter. Every day I walk with him gets better and better. He's sweet, I know. He's sweet, I know. Storm clouds may rise. Strong winds may blow. But I'll tell the world, everywhere I go, that I found a Savior. I know. People may not get any better, but I have gotten better. What I used to get mad about, now I shout about. What I used to go through about, now I praise about. What I used to mourn about, now I thank him for. He gives me double for my trouble. As long as I stay in his word, I'm out here on his word. I'm out here on his word. And if I die on the battlefield, I'm out here on his word. He's sweet. And I wish I was praising God right now with about 4 or 5 sweet people. And I'm like number 6. Who don't mind giving God 2 minutes of sweet glory? Hold a minute. I'm not talking about people who feel like it. I'm talking about people called sweetness. You'll never know sweetness unless it comes from the inside. Right now with salty people. I done had enough saltiness. I done had enough bitter worship. We gave God a whole hour of bitter worship. Barely going through the motions. Halfway praising God. Singing because of praying. Not doing what I ought to do. Not giving God my best. I don't want to fool with no salty people. I don't want to fool with conditional people. I want to deal right now with folks who want to give God undignified, crazy, thankful praise. Thank you. sweetness. It's got to start within you. No more church like it ought to be. No more church like it used to be. No more doing things called his own program. We want to do it because of the sweetness of our life. Let me give you a word. And I'm through. In your search for sweetness, you're going to find that you are all the answer. You are all you ever needed. You thought that you had to have some sweet added to you, but God is about to use you to add to something. And your presence ought to make this house sweeter. Why is ministry so hard? Too many bitter people. We can't even have a praise moment because the bitterness. Bitterness. Be seated. Be seated. We're going to offer Jesus. God desired to really be glorified, but too many bitter people. Because we ain't learned yet how to get out of our feelings. Haven't learned yet. Searching for your sweetness. Sweetness symbolizes a better way of looking at this world. Because you let this world consume you, it will make you bitter. Worldliness is consuming us because of one Oasis experience we've had. And I want you now, in your own personal prayer time, in your own prayer life, right now, your prayer language, I want you to ask the Lord to search you, to search your heart, to see, be honest with yourself, Lord, am I bitter? Is it me that's bitter? Has it been me all this time? It takes a big step to admit that you've been in error. That maybe, perhaps, it wasn't them doing me wrong. I've been doing them wrong. Because every time it's never you, it was always you. You're the victim in everything. If you're the victim in every crime, you need to stop going to certain places where crimes are committed. Because accessories to crime get arrested too. You can't be the victim all the time. Sometimes I'm looking at the world so bitter because I didn't handle a hurt. I didn't handle a past experience the way I should have. And it's caused me to be bitter. Bitterness is the fruit of a root of offense, hurt, anger, something that happened to me. And if I don't deal with it, it becomes bitter. And I can go through church, I can preach sermons, I can sing songs, and still be bitter. But then here's the problem. When God comes back, when the Lord comes back looking for fruit, and he says he wants good fruit. And when the Lord God inspects your fruit, it's going to look like it should be sweet, but what will he taste? I ain't talking about fooling people. I'm talking about Jesus himself. What will he taste? What does he taste now from your life? What are you giving off? Are you giving out victory or are you giving out venom? Are people better when you're around or are they worse? Is your church supposed to add to you or are you supposed to be adding to your church? Where is the sweetness? And if you can't say definitively today, that you, or if you need to say that I am bitter, you need to do what Moses did. Pray to God. You need to come to his altar and pray to God. If I know I'm bitter, matters not what your position is in church, it's not even about that. It's about all of us finding that sweetness in life. Because we can't, if we're not sweet, don't have sweetness, we can't be effective. We are called to be salt of the earth. But that's for foundational purposes. Sweetness is what we're supposed to give off. This grouchiness, you need to get a hold of it. Irritable. Some days I'm with you, some days I'm just, that's not bad. That's not having to wake up on the wrong side of the bed. A bed is a bed. No matter what side you got up on. That's an excuse. Stop making excuses for why you are the way you are and say, Lord, I'm bitter. And I don't want to be like this anymore. Because sometimes it ain't that you by yourself because God's isolating you. It's because people don't want to be around you. Because all they hear is mess. You know, do you know people don't always want to hear mess? They always want to hear no gossip. They always want to hear who's sleeping with who and who messing with who. Sometimes they want to hear something fruitful. Want to hear something worthwhile. Nobody want to hear no mess all the time. And think about all you give. Think about the only time people come around you, what do you have to say to keep people around you? What do you have to do to keep company? There's more that need to be at this altar. Or the others that know I've just been bitter. And I'm searching, oh God, for sweetness in my life. Searching for sweetness in my life. I don't want to be like that, Lord. Or the others. Or the others today. Or the others. It had to take some sweetness from the inside, y'all, for Jesus to die, to suffer the way he did, to bleed, to be pierced. Die. It took some sweetness from within, even though he had to drink a bitter cup. But he asked Father, if it's possible, take this cup from me. But even as he did it, y'all, he drank from the bitter cup, but he never became bitter himself. That means that you got power today to take on some of what life brings you and it not become you. We've got to stop becoming what happens to us. Aren't you tired of letting everything impact you? Everything affect your day? Everything vex you? What you hear messes you up? I was in a good mood till you showed up. I was in a good place till I heard that. Come to this altar. If you know you've been bitter, know that you are bitter, you want to search for sweetness in your own life. Are there others? Oh, he's sweet. I know. It's not about anybody else. It's about me and my walk with the Lord. Me getting to my promised place. Clouds may rise and strong winds may blow. Oh, and been dealing with bitterness. You want sweetness in your life. He's sweet, I know. Oh, he's sweet, I know. Storm clouds.
that life happens. Life happens. Life happens. We got to deal with life. And life got to deal with us. Strong winds. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, they'll blow. But you're rooted and grounded in something. Oh, and I. Yes, Lord. I'll tell the world. I won't be ashamed. I won't be ashamed to tell who I'm through. Oh, yeah. What are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell them? Are there others today? And you. Come on, sing it from your spirit. Sing it from your spirit. He's sweet, I know. If anybody knows he's sweet, that living with the Lord is sweeter day by day. Day by day. Storm clouds. Change your attitude. This house needs an attitude adjustment. If you're in need of an attitude adjustment, you need to come to this altar. I need to really adjust my attitude. I don't really like this. I don't want to be like this. Grouchiness is not of God. Madness is not of God. Having contempt is not of God. Help me, Lord, to adjust my attitude, to adjust my disposition. I want to give off good fruit. Sweetness. Sweetness. Yes, Lord. The change starts within. 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 Some of the stuff I'm saying, the stuff that I'm doing, all because I wouldn't deal with my hurt, wouldn't deal with the anger, frustrated, oh God, in my life. It's caused me to snap on people. I didn't mean to snap. Can't take anything. Quick trigger. Lord, give me peace. I need your peace, oh God. I need your peace. I need your peace, oh God. Lord, I need your peace. Peace, oh God, your peace. Your peace. Your peace. Yes, Lord. Help, oh God. Help, oh God. Help. Help, oh God.
Pastor Ham's message blessed you, and if you'd like a copy of this CD, please send a donation and a self-addressed envelope to P.O. Box 893, Winfield, Louisiana, 71483, or join us at our regular services at 405 West John Street, Winfield, Louisiana, Sundays 8 o'clock a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Communion, first Sunday of each month, 6 o'clock midweek service, and senior missions and patrons meeting. 6 o'clock Thursday, Sunday school and teachers meeting. God bless you and keep you. May he lift up your countenance and give you peace until we meet again.
Time of sin, love and evil. Just have faith. I pray.